Test 2. Listening. Part 3.
Now turn to Part 3. Questions 14 to 19. You will hear a man talking on the radio about a film festival. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at Part 3. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
And now to give you some information about this year's City Film Festival. It's the festival's 25th year, and there's going to be a range of special events to celebrate this. The festival lasts for 3 weeks, beginning on the 15th of June and finishing on the 6th of July. The festival programme has full details of the films and is available from the end of May. It also has a lot of information about the actors and producers. As usual, there'll be many new prize-winning films from around the world. These will include short films, documentaries, and cartoons. There'll also be important work from leading filmmakers from the last 50 years. Most films will be shown at the Gifford Road Cinema, but a few special events will be held at the Riverside Arts Centre. For the first time this year, several films are going to be shown outdoors in West Park. Entry to these is free, so if you're interested and want to know more, look in the festival programme for screening times. On the 2nd of July, at the Riverside Arts Centre, there's the chance to hear a talk by guest speaker, film studies lecturer Paul Greenwood. He'll be talking about the work of the director Marco Rossi. His career lasted for over 50 years, and he was well respected by the actors he worked with. After the talk, there'll be a screening of his film Three Colours. Tickets for films and events are on sale from the 1st of June from the box office at the Gifford Road Cinema. So, get your programme soon, as there isn't much time. You can also buy tickets if you call 0735 269 901 or go online at www.cityfilmfest.co.uk. If you want to buy a ticket on the day, the box office opens at 9:30 a.m. and closes 15 minutes before the last film in the evening. Other events this summer. Well, there's a sports festival where you'll be invited.
Now listen again.
And now to give you some information about this year's City Film Festival. It's the festival's 25th year, and there's going to be a range of special events to celebrate this. The festival lasts for 3 weeks, beginning on the 15th of June and finishing on the 6th of July. The festival programme has full details of the films and is available from the end of May. It also has a lot of information about the actors and producers. As usual, there'll be many new prize-winning films from around the world. These will include short films, documentaries, and cartoons. There'll also be important work from leading filmmakers from the last 50 years. Most films will be shown at the Gifford Road Cinema, but a few special events will be held at the Riverside Arts Centre. For the first time this year, several films are going to be shown outdoors in West Park. Entry to these is free, so if you're interested and want to know more, look in the festival programme for screening times. On the 2nd of July, at the Riverside Arts Centre, there's the chance to hear a talk by guest speaker, film studies lecturer Paul Greenwood. He'll be talking about the work of the director Marco Rossi. His career lasted for over 50 years, and he was well respected by the actors he worked with. After the talk, there'll be a screening of his film three colours. Tickets for films and events are on sale from the 1st of June from the box office at the Gifford Road Cinema. So, get your programme soon, as there isn't much time. You can also buy tickets if you call 0735 269 901 or go online at www.cityfilmfest.co.uk. If you want to buy a ticket on the day, the box office opens at 9:30 a.m. and closes 15 minutes before the last film in the evening. Other events this summer. Well, there's a sports festival where you'll be invited.
That is the end of part 3.